Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Coach John Wooden said, "It's what you learn after you know it all that counts." This is just one pearl of wisdom from the winningest coach in basketball history. In this episode of By Your Life, we talk about the value of wisdom and wisdom in what you value. Welcome to the 122nd episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Hademan, and I know that you have 100 different things you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading was taken from the first book of Kings and is as inspirational as it is challenging. It's inspirational because when God said to Solomon, "Whatever you ask, I shall give you," Solomon, a young man overwhelmed by the responsibility that had been placed on him as King David's heir, responded, "Give your servant, therefore, a listening heart to judge your people and to distinguish between good and evil." He did not ask for a long life for himself, nor for riches, nor for the life of his enemies, but he asked for discernment to know what is right. This reading is challenging because it causes us to ponder how we would respond if God offered to give us whatever we asked. If you ask me, Solomon already demonstrated wisdom by his response. It was something he must have learned from his father, that is, placing value on knowing and doing what is right ahead of riches, health, or power. And God blessed him with a wise and discerning heart. In addition, God gave him what he did not ask for, such riches and glory that among kings there has been no one like him. And if he walked in God's ways, keeping God's statutes and commandments, God promised to give him a long life too. The story of King Solomon reminds me of another leader who was a man whose life was shaped by seven principles handed down to him by his father. He was successful in all the ways the world defines success, yet he was a man with a heart for something much greater than that. Coach John Wooden. A coaching legend, John Wooden's UCLA basketball teams won 10 national championships in 12 years and will hold a place in the record books for years to come. Some believe his records are unbreakable. He certainly experienced success. But if you knew him, you likely never heard him talk about winning. He had his own definition of success. He said, "I didn't like success to be based on material possessions. I didn't like success to be based on position, power, or prestige." Instead, Coach Wooden said, "Success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you made the effort to become the best of which you are capable." What is most impressive about this icon in the sports world is the impact he had and will continue to have on those who knew him, the youngsters he coached, as well as those who have only read about him. This is because of who he was, and who he was someone who rightly ordered the things in his life. If you visit his website, coachjohnwooden.com, you'll find his pyramid of success and what he defined as the 15 qualities of a successful leader. The wisdom Coach Wooden shares from his near century of life experiences is priceless. I'd like to focus on just three foundational blocks of his pyramid: enthusiasm, industriousness, and loyalty. Enthusiasm is carefully placed as a cornerstone of his pyramid. You've got to love what you do. If your heart isn't in it, it is not possible for you to achieve greatness. Unfortunately, too often, as I've experienced with my executive coaching clients, a lack of passion or enthusiasm for their life's work is the root cause of many of the problems in their personal and professional lives. As Coach Wooden said, if your heart is not in your work, you cannot prepare and perform at your highest level. Enthusiasm is also contagious. As a leader, your enthusiasm, or lack of it, comes across in everything you say and do. It is impossible to fake it. And why would you want to? For whose benefit would you be achieving greatness if you totally lack passion for the purpose? If you find yourself feeling like, "I have to go to work today," more often than, "I get to go to work today," then perhaps you should consider a change. Without enthusiasm, success will forever elude you. The second cornerstone of Coach Wooden's pyramid of success is industriousness. There isn't a person you can name who has achieved personal success or competitive greatness who hasn't worked hard to get there. Success and hard work go hand in hand. He said, "Nothing will work unless you do." But industriousness involves much more than simply working. It means giving your best in everything you do. Minimalism, or just doing enough to get by, is the enemy of industriousness. Coach Wooden would say, "You can work without being industrious, but you cannot be industrious without work." It is no wonder why these two qualities are the foundational cornerstones of the pyramid. They go hand in hand. Enthusiasm is the fuel for industriousness. In the center of the foundation of the pyramid is loyalty. It was placed there because of its power. Leadership requires loyalty to those you lead, your team, your department, your company, or your organization. Loyalty to others is not possible without loyalty to yourself and those things you hold in highest esteem: your values, your systems, your standards. People naturally want to work for a leader who is loyal to them. They will gravitate to those who know who they are and consistently demonstrate respect, fairness, and consideration for the team. For your personal and professional success, Coach Wooden said, "First, do not betray yourself. Second, do not betray those you lead." This is loyalty. Coach Wooden practiced his principles, and it led to unmatched success both on and off the court. His common sense lessons can be applied in most any area of our lives. You don't have to coach a team or lead an organization to experience the success that results from knowing you made the effort to become your best self. Coach Wooden's effort resulted in being the first man enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame, both as a player and as a coach. But John Wooden didn't seek out worldly honors. He was a man who had his priorities in right order, as is evidenced by a poem he wrote titled, God's Hall of Fame. It goes like this. Your name may not appear down here in this world's Hall of Fame. In fact, you may be so unknown that no one knows your name. The Oscars here may pass you by in neon lights of blue, but if you love and serve the Lord, then I have news for you. This Hall of Fame is only good as long as time shall be, but keep in mind God's Hall of Fame is for eternity. To have your name inscribed up there is greater yet by far than all the halls of fame down here and every man-made star. This crowd on earth may soon forget the heroes of the past. They cheer like mad until you fall, and that's how long you'll last. But God, He never does forget, and in His Hall of Fame, by just believing in His Son, inscribed, you'll find your name. I tell you, friend, I wouldn't trade my name, however small, that written there beyond the stars in that celestial hall. For any famous name on earth or glory that they share, I'd rather be unknown here and have my name up there. Which brings me to this week's gospel, where Jesus continues to speak to the people in parables. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in the field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. And the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." Like our first reading, the gospel is both inspirational and challenging. Inspirational because the kingdom of heaven is wonderful beyond our wildest dreams. And challenging because it means detaching from those things we value and spend our lives pursuing on earth: possessions, power, fame. If he were preaching, Coach Wooden might say, "The kingdom of heaven is like the winningest basketball coach of all time, who traded all the fame and glory on earth for his name to be written beyond the stars in God's celestial hall." I know that I have to keep working on putting things in right order. I know that I am invested in things that in the scheme of eternity have no value, but I'm working on it. If you could use a little reordering of priorities, join me this week in praying as Solomon did. Lord, you have shown great kindness to me. You have blessed me in so many ways I cannot count them. Help me to walk before you with fidelity, justice, and an upright heart. Give me a listening heart that I may be loving to others, and a discerning mind that I may always choose what is right. Help me to detach from things of this world so that I may put all my trust in you. May God be pleased by your request and bless you abundantly, and so you may glorify the Lord by your life. If you like this episode, spread the word. You know what to do. Forward, share, or click to post. Also, check out the resources page on our website at buyyourlife.com, where you can find a link to the books and other resources mentioned in other episodes of Buy Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback by leaving a comment.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.breadbox.com. grimbeancoffee.com/redboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.